I changed my life by changing my heart.
My what?
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I changed my life by changing my heart. My wonderful, wonderful heart. I changed my life by changing my heart. When have you ever heard anything like that? I changed my life when I changed my heart. Well, you're talking to your son, and you're saying, boy, we're going to the movies this afternoon. He says, oh, goody. And then he goes over and socks his sister and hits her on the head. And you say, Jimmy, come here. If you want to go to the movie, you better change your heart. You better change your attitude about your sister. Change your attitude about what's right and what's wrong. Is it right to hit your sister at any time? But, no. Is your sister a girl? Yep. But are you allowed to hit girls? Nope. Okay, part one. Is your sister your sister? Yep. Are you allowed to hit your sister? That's what you say. And no, you're not allowed to hit your sister. Is your sister a member of the family here? Yep. Are you allowed to hit any member of the family? Well, Daddy gives me spanking. That's a totally different thing. Totally different thing. Daddy doesn't hit you. He spanks you. He spanks you because you're naughty. And even that he doesn't do. When's the last time Daddy spanked you, huh? When's the last time you've been really naughty? Well, see, you learn. Now, we don't do things like that. Now, what can you go over to your sister and say, I'm sorry? And he said, why should I? Because I want you to have a little change of heart here. A little change of attitude. Now, I'm going to go with you. And I want you to go over and give your sister a big hug and a kiss. A kiss? Yeah, I just asked you to go over and say, I'm sorry, and you wouldn't do that. So now, the next step is we go over and give her a hug and a kiss. But, oh, I see. You want to let her sit in the front seat, and you want to sit in the back seat. So that she will take your place, huh? No, wait, oh, hey. The longer it takes you to say, I'm sorry, to your sister, and give her a hug and a kiss, and tell her you love her, the more wonderful things in your life that seems to sort of drift away, don't they? But, Mom, oh, I see. So, now, you sit on the other side of me. You don't sit on my right side as you always do. You sit on my left side. But, Mom, now, what more do you want me to do? You're going to keep this butting in there. I would recommend you go and apologize to your sister right now. All right. You see the ho-hum. All right. The changing of heart, the changing of attitude, the changing of mind, where we say, I guess I'm beat. I guess I have to do it. Well, can you see, if we would change our heart, if we would change our attitude immediately when we do something wrong, when we're aware of it or when somebody tells us about it, it's a whole lot less expensive than if you wait, because more wonderful things are taken away the longer you wait, and the blessing of saying I'm sorry becomes less and less meaningful the longer you wait to say it. So you see, when we teach that to our children, we teach that to ourselves, of course, and it is what has to be taught in a family. It's what has to be shared in a family. Well, the same thing goes in the world. Do you think that the presidents of some countries make a big goof and make a stupid statement? Yes, quite often. Does the president himself go to the other country president and say, look, George, I made a goof. I really made a stupid goof. I don't know why I said that, but I said it and I'm sorry. Can I be forgiven? Well, okay, George, you know how it is. But now, George, if I throw a bomb on somebody, you better forgive me too, you know, because I meant to do that because I thought I should do that, but I didn't realize later I shouldn't. Well, now, come on, now, let's not, Yes, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. If I throw a bomb on somebody, and then you come over here and you say, now, Henry, throwing that bomb on that country was not according to the peace agreements that we've made. Well, so what? Well, you said you'd keep them. Well, you said you'd apologize every time you did something stupid. Well, yeah, and right away. And, well, yeah. Well, now, I heard what you said. One of our reporters was in the back of the room when you were making a statement, and you said that I have a very charming wife, and you feel that she's one of the most beautiful ladies you've ever met. Now, you know, that's not a proper thing to say about the wife of another head of state, because that's like saying that her own husband doesn't give enough compliments, you know. You keep your nose out of the wives and the families of the other people of the other nations. That's not too cool. But, Henry, I wasn't. This is how we do it in the United States. Well, you have to learn how to be a diplomat if you're going to be a president. You know how that is. Now, the people of the United States, they believe in you as being president, so now you follow suit. Now, you know that Clinton guy, you know, and he was fooling around with that girl, although that wasn't too cool. But the thing is, we know what was going on, and so we didn't pay much attention to it, and the people in the United States knew what was going on, so they didn't pay much attention to it. But it should not happen. It should not happen, because what it does, it puts doubt in the mind of some people who shouldn't have doubt. And so we have to be very careful and realize, I changed my life by changing my heart. Now, what is your heart? Is your heart, hey, you know, George, I was just thinking, yeah, Henry, yeah, I was just thinking, that we are representative of the finest and the best of our country. And if we're a representative of the finest and the best of our country, then if we want to change our country, we change the heart of our country. We say to ourselves, I changed my life by changing my heart. I changed the life of my country by changing the heart of my country. Now, what is the heart of our country? Henry, what's the heart of our country? Well, you're always giving, giving, giving. Is that because we think we're better than anybody? No, but it seems like that. Well, that's not the thing. Now, Henry, if the United States were to stop giving so much, do you think that the other countries of the world would be happy with that? Well, no, because, you know, the majority of the things that we get are from the United States. That's right, Henry. And if I were to get the people of the United States thinking that we're giving more than we should, and we should give to ourselves and give to our own country and things like that, then the people of the United States would easily flip-flop. They have a change of heart. Now, Henry, if you want us to continue giving to your country, giving support to your country, then it's up to you to have a change of heart in your country about what you feel the rights of people are. Now, what are the rights of people? Well, that's another subject. We'll have to talk about that. Now, you see, imagine the heads of state talking like that with each other. They can, because they're both presidents. They're both the cheeses of their country, you know, and they could speak this way. They could share this way. Now, the Pope was making an overture of doing that. Let's see what the new Pope has to say. He may be better, or he may not even work in that field, you know. It all depends. He may have his vice pope work on that, which is his wife, you know. And wouldn't that be an interesting situation? Yes. Yes, and wouldn't it be something if half of the priests in the world, the Catholic priests, were women? My, my, my. We would have some interesting attitudes about the world, wouldn't we? Very interesting attitudes about the world. You see, that's really what it all means. I changed my life by changing my heart. Just a little change that we have about things. Here you are, non-Catholics, and I tell you that if women were in the Catholic Church as priests, right away you have a very sincere opinion about it, and you think, well, now, wouldn't that be interesting? I was a Catholic one time, and I know if I were to have a woman priest get up and give the sacrament, you know, and give the mass or something, wow, you know. I wonder how they would do it. I wonder if they could hold the cup up as long as the father does, as long as the priest does, you know. And the answer would be what?
Yes, of course.
But, my loves, answer this question and you win $3 million. What would the priests, the women priests, be called by the world? See how slow you are on the uptake? The male priests are called father. The women priests would be called mother. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? But wouldn't that, well, the male priests are called father, aren't they?
No, only the monks.
Only when they are in a convent or in a monastery.
Oh, I hear every priest that I have ever heard referred to at Marquette University, Jesuits and stuff, they call them father.
Jesuits are an order. Monks.
They are an order.
Oh, is that why they were called father? Yeah. Well, how interesting. Well,
and separate from the Catholic Church.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We're talking about that.
Not separate, but they are an order.
No, we're talking about that. But the thing is, what do the women, nunneries and stuff like that, would they be mother then?
They are sisters and the mother superior.
Well, what's the matter? Aren't the women good enough to be called mother? If the men are good enough to be called father, the women should be good enough to be called mother.
And you because get they cannot be called mother because they haven't studied the priesthood.
They are priests.
No.
You don't understand me.
Well, the mother
I am saying that if the women in the Catholic Church were all priests, and if the men were all priests,
then they would call them?
They'd call them all mother.
Yeah, but only if they live in convents.
Okay. My friends in the listening audience here, you can see how ignorant I am of the programming in the Catholic Church. And I'm sitting before two very dedicated past ex-Catholics and one dedicated ex-Christian Scientist and me, who is dedicated to everything. Mm-hmm. So let's just, before I get my foot all the way down my throat, say I change my life by changing my heart. And I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.